You are listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, we are joined by two PE and mathematics students, Gary Quinn and Gavin Doyle.
What's up?
How are we?
Hello.
How are we doing?
All good.
Good. Okay, so Gary, you're in second year.
Yeah.
And Gavin, you're in final year.
That is correct.
So we're going to have a nice overall view of this course.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's take it right back to the start. Why did you both choose to come to DCU? Gary, I'll go with you first.
So I suppose when I look back, I've come back as a mature student. So I'm 29 now. And I was looking, I've always kind of had a passion for sports, passion kind of for teaching. And I actually came along to the open, I think it was in... Was it November? It might have been the one after post-Christmas. Might have been the post-Christmas, actually, yeah. Came along and I actually arrived late to the talk that I think Miriam Dowland was doing, so it wasn't a good start. And so I went in, I was like, oh, I'm after missing the talk. And she was very, very good. She actually set aside 50 minutes to an hour, sat down, we went through the whole course. And it was about 4 weeks before my interview with Sarah Jane Belton and Emer Holland. So she sat down, kind of went through preparation questions. But DCU was just the welcome and the warmth, the sheer generosity of taking an hour out of her day. And I know as working at the open days that it is quite busy, you don't have too much time.
I think it was nearly a good thing you were late on the first day.
Looking back, it was probably the best thing I did. Because I got that one-to-one time.
Exactly. And Gavin, what about you? Why did you choose DCU?
So I'm local. I'm only down the road. I'm up in Artane, and I went to Art School Reach, which is a large feeder school to DCU. So I played basketball up in DCU, and I felt comfortable here. I knew the campus a bit, and all 10 of my options on the CEO were DCU. So
great.
Regardless, I was coming here, you know.
Otherwise, you were going nowhere.
Yeah.
Good. Good to hear. That's the right
answer. Hashtag DCU or nowhere. It's like new to nowhere.
Absolutely.
All levels.
You knew exactly what you wanted.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what we like to hear. And obviously, just from both of you saying, you're both very interested in sports. So that's something that kind of made you look at this course.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I didn't realise this when I was doing PE in school, but the PE curriculum is just so large and it covers so many different sports and different types of physical activity. When I was in school, we did games and that was about it. But there's gymnastics, there's dance, there's aquatics, it's basically swimming and stuff, orienteering, map reading, all that kind of stuff, hiking. That's all part of the curriculum. It's all, it's very heavily practical based. So you'd have maybe for most of those modules, you'd have maybe an hour a week or 2 hours a week of in-class lecture time to learn the theory behind it. And then that would be followed by a 2 or 3 hour practical of you actually doing the sport and learning how to do the sport.
Gary, did you have much of a sports background or even a maths background before coming into the course?
I was heavily involved in a lot of sports, whether it was local GA teams, local soccer teams, and stuff like that. And I just I'd happily sit there, watch any sort of sport that's on TV. If any sport was taking place in the school, I'd happily go along, even if it was athletics day or something, or cross country. And I couldn't really run that distance at the time, but I'd go just because it was sports related. And I suppose in terms of the math side, like I said earlier, that I've come back as a mature student, so it's 10 years since I've done my leaving cert. And that was the last time I pretty much did maths. So it's, and at that I'd passed maths as well. So obviously coming into the course, I was a bit kind of anxious when it came to the math side of things. But there's so many kind of the math support centres is here on campus in the library, where it's pretty much a free grind where you can go in if you have any questions, you're stuck on anything. But the good thing is that they'll happily sit down, the tutors sit down with you and go through the question, but they don't just hand you the answer, if you know what I mean. They get you to think about it and get you to come up with the answer, as opposed to, because I'm sure Gav, you were the same in school, when if you didn't know an answer to something, a teacher would hand you the
solution,
answer, and there you go, and you still don't really understand it.
So before we go in and look at exactly what you're going to be studying with this course, let's talk a little bit about the requirements, because this is a question that's posed to you a lot, especially coming from the math side of it. So what does somebody need to get into this course? Maybe looking at the maths requirements?
Yeah, an O1 or a H6 in maths. Plus you also need an O4 or a H6 in a science. So they're the two requirements, and then obviously the points as well.
Which were 4-4-3 this year.
I suppose in contrast, just the Gav, because obviously coming back to the mature student, I didn't really have to worry about points.
How did you go about?
So mine was kind of based on interviews. So kind of going through the CEO again, listening then the courses that you wanted to apply for. And I think it was like a personal profile and statements of interest. And you had to get references as well from, I suppose, I did a bit of coaching in previous years. So I suppose that was the closest link to sports and to physical education and teaching. Get as much experience as possible before coming back, because that will stand you in good stead for the interview. You can talk about the experience that you have, and it just shows to the course coordinators that you've put in time, you put in effort, and it shows that you're motivated, you're passionate about getting involved in the course.
The practical element of this course is obviously a very big thing, especially when you come in first year. So talk me through exactly what it is that you do when you come in.
So as Gavin kind of mentioned earlier, you do have your theory side, which is important. But you have, we'll say for 1 hour theory, you might have 2-3 hour practicals. So in first year, we had a module, HRA, health related activity. So we had a great opportunity to actually get in and teach. So I know obviously we're looking at teaching post-primary, but primary schools actually came in, our students came in to DCU every Wednesday, and we taught them for an hour every Wednesday for up to, I think it was a 6 to 8 week period, and it was just great experience in a sense that you're actually teaching not just your peers, you're teaching kids that might not necessarily listen to your first time round. You might have to actually describe and explain the games that you're doing. And again, you have to motivate certain kids. Some of these kids, for example, as well, may have hardly participated in sports outside of school. So you're focusing on cardiovascular, focusing on kind of breathing rates, heart rate, and you're kind of explaining to them, I suppose, the importance of it. Because probably three of us here in the room could find our pulse, but if when we went to the class the first time, we asked a few of them, and some of them were putting their hands just on their foreheads and stuff like that, trying to find their pulses. You'd think in this day and age every kid would know, but it's further from the truth.
It's not just like teaching kids how to play sports or anything. There's so much more behind it. And because you're working with, you know, kids from different cultures, different backgrounds and stuff like that, all that feeds into the learning experience
You take that all into consideration. So everything that you learned in the theory lecture, you can bring forward
It's a great tester. It's a great feel for actually getting out there and doing PE with students that, you know, aren't your peers. Because like if you're teaching your peers, you know, obviously it's a bit awkward, kind of laughing and giggling when you're doing it and they're not doing it properly. But with the kids, they'll do it for you and they'll react the way kids will react. And just, you know, it sets you up for when you go out in your second year, when you go out on your second year placement, you're 100% prepared.
So coming to that point, you're fourth year now. So you would have gone out in your placement over the last 2 years.
So when I was in second year, I had my first placement at Christmas, just December, January. That was a 4 week stint. And then before college started in third year, so August, September, I had another 4 week stint. And they're my second and third year placements. And now my next semester, so after Christmas in my fourth year, I'll have a 14-week stint teaching and different skills each time.
Okay. So, would you say that it's a nice balance of going out on placement but then also coming back to college doing the theory work?
Yeah.
I'm actually really looking forward to school placement just because it's that experience.
After Gavin saying it just then. Yeah, after Gavin saying it.
Especially the 14 weeks coming up for you. But I genuinely actually am looking forward to it, just because you can put everything, like it's the closest thing you're going to get to being a teacher.
100%.
I know for me, you have the 1 week observation before Christmas, 3 weeks after.
Yeah.
But still, like I said, there's going to be a lot of planning, a lot of work involved. But it's everything we've kind of built up throughout the last 2 or 1.5 years for me, and we're able to kind of implement that. We're able to.
It's finally applicable.
Exactly.
You're nearly sitting around waiting for it to happen, to get out.
Yeah, but as well as that, obviously, you know, you'll be meeting new people, you'll be meeting other teachers and stuff. You get to deal with like students and build relationships with them. And like for my first placement, I'm still best friends with a couple of the teachers that I met there. Like, and we meet up regularly, and I would have never met them if it was only for like that skill placement. I knew a lot of people out there that, you know, were involved with the basketball. I got involved with the basketball myself, and I actually got a coaching job out of it. Coaching the basketball team, so it's a bit of pocket money there.
Absolutely.
It was nice.
Won't say no.
Yeah, 100%.
I think a lot of people are almost quick to presume that the only thing that you can get out of doing this course is a teacher, a PE, a maths teacher. But that's not the case.
No.
There's a couple of other options, isn't there? Like sports development officer, coach and further education as well.
Mm-hmm. Even myself, I'm looking at doing a master's in strength conditioning.
So when
I was coming into the course, I was like, obviously I came into the course because I wanted to be a PE and maths teacher, and I was kind of like focused on that. I was like, oh, like that's what I'm going to do, and I didn't think I had any options after college other than being a PE and maths teacher. But it turns out, you know, because we do such a wide variety of modules, that it qualifies me for so many more masters, like the strength and conditioning one I was just mentioning there. Like if you like sports science, you can go into any of the aspects of sports science. Education is another. So like everyone's like, oh, you do PE and maths, but it's like PE, maths and education. They'd be kind of the three core elements to the course. You do your maths modules, you do your PE modules, and then you do your education modules, which are all based in St. Pat's. So we're actually between the two campuses, which is nice because you get to experience both. But between the three of those, like the PE one, there could be a lot of sports science stuff involved. I don't know if you've done much of it yet, but there's like nutrition, and at the moment I'm doing exercise physiology, which I absolutely love. That's right up my street, and that'll lead me into my strength and conditioning master's now.
So that's the path you think you're going, more the physical side of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Gary, what about you?
I suppose similar to Gav there, coming in wanting to be a physical education and maths teacher. But as Gav said as well, like if I experience these modules kind of in third and fourth year, maybe I could kind of start going down a different route, or again go out to do a bit of teaching for X amount of years. But there's always options. Like you could even get into lecturing, for example. You could get in, like I said, nutrition, sports and exercise, sports science as well. So there's kind of endless opportunities from a course like.
And then with the maths as well, maths is also very high in demand.
Yeah,
just not even maths teachers, but just the maths field in general are crying out for people. So
sure, when you think about it, maths is used in everyday life, like no matter kind of what kind of job you're in, there's some
and
element
as,
of maths.
As much as people like to deny it as well.
As much as people like to deny it.
It is used. So it's a nice balance between physical education, maths, and then the education studies
as well,
side of it. Best thing about the course so far?
That's a big
question. Gavin, you're coming now from almost being done it.
So one thing I could say about PE and maths, you get to know everyone on your course so quickly, and you know, you make such good friends for life out of it. It's very easy to enjoy yourself doing the course.
Would you be kind of the same?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd completely say the exact same as Gav there. Within 6-7 weeks, you knew everyone.
Yeah.
And you were friends with everyone. And there's...
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Gav, but there's never really like little clicks in the, I've never noticed little clicks in the group. It's like everyone comes together, or there might be one group here, one group here, then next day you see four people from that group in with that group,
and
like everyone just mixing male, female as well.
It's that small, it's that close knit, and that's what you want out of it, you know. You want to know everyone. Sounds great. And if you're thinking about doing the physical education and maths degree here in DCU and have any more questions about it, or if you want to find out more about applying as a mature student, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Gary and Gavin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Yeah.